Week 19, The Power of Forgiveness. Sometimes in our married life, when we are wandering in the desert of sin, when we are lost and searching for a way out, we must remember that Jesus was also in the desert, and that he enters our desert of sin and fills it with the life-giving waters of forgiveness, mercy, and love. We don't like to hear about or talk about sin because it's so personal. Sin makes us uncomfortable. Sin embarrasses us. Sin opens deep wounds that are often painful. If talking about sin with your spouse bothers you, then I ask you to please take a look at the cross. Jesus took all of our sins upon himself. He was uncomfortable. He was embarrassed. His body endured deep wounds that were painful. Jesus took our sins personally. He is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. And there is nothing that we can ever do. There is no sin too great. There is no hurt too deep that cannot be forgiven by the rich mercy and healing power of God's life-giving love. Committing sin doesn't mean that we're bad people, but that we're human. That we make mistakes in our married lives, sometimes really big, scary, and messy mistakes. Sin occurs when we freely choose to put ourselves first and our spouse and our relationship with God second, when we think we know more than God. If we follow Christ's example and allow ourselves to be open to the Father's will, we can evoke in our soul a movement toward conversion and set it on a course toward reconciliation with our spouse. Let us not be afraid to look our wife in the eyes and say, "I love you and I'm sorry." Then turn together to the Lord and say, "Jesus, in your love, have mercy and heal us." Your challenge for this week. Your response to her criticism? Be gentle. Speak the truth in love. Have a blessed week.